Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gasper. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Gasper steals second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Agee moves to third. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-1 in the game. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Dyer moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 2 in the game. Gasper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyer scores. Agee moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gasper. Santo reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing shortstop. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gasper. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Young moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gasper hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gasper who is chasing the ball. Hundley reaches third base with a triple. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The slide. Grote applies the tag. Hundley is out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. 2 outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gasper bunts towards the mound. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 4 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.